Thank you. Good afternoon. Over the last 15 years, definitely Palmer amaranth has been the number one pest for cotton producers in Georgia. The industry has spent $1.2 billion in trying to manage this pest since weed resistance has been found, you know, back about 15 years ago. But a few years ago, Dr. Culpepper did a survey of over 1,100 growers, consultants, and other folks that were involved in the industry and asked them, do you believe we are heading in the right direction in regards of managing Palmer amaranth? Maybe not economically, but are we heading in the right direction? And over 95% of those people said, yes, we are. Historically, Georgia has grown in between, you know, around 200,000 to 400,000 acres of corn every year, depending on economics. And over the years, you know, there's been work done on how much seed female Palmer amaranth can make. So if you're a silage producer, you're chopping corn, you know, middle of July. If you're a corn grower, you're harvesting corn in August. And that's a lot of time Palmer amaranth can produce seed in these production systems. So we started thinking about, all right, what about a residual herbicide that we can put after corn and still plant cotton behind it this spring? So we started looking at metribuzin or Syncor. It's an alternative chemistry. It is a trizine, something that's alternative to PPOs, because in our production systems, in our cotton, peanut, and soybean production systems, we're putting a lot of pressure on PPOs, your Valors and your Reflexes. Metribuzin is very effective on weeds, including Palmer amaranth. And I priced some metribuzin, a generic metribuzin in Moultrie last week from a couple retailers, and it's fairly economical, about $12 a pound. It's also easy to apply. But some of the things that we have to keep in mind is, according to the label, you know, there's a 12-month rotation for cotton in Georgia after an application. And according to the WSSA herbicide handbook, you know, a half-life of this chemistry is 30 to 60 days. So the objective of the study is to determine the sensitivity of cotton to metribuzin on Georgia soils and to determine the potential for shortening that rotational interval. So we established two different experiments. We were going to apply metribuzin to cotton pre-emerge or PPI, and also apply metribuzin after corn, and then follow it back with cotton that next spring. So experiment one, the treatments, we had six metribuzin rates ranging from 0 to 0.5 pound of active ingredient per acre. In Georgia, the 1X rate is considered a 0.25 pound of active ingredient. We had two application methods, pre-plant incorporated and also a pre-emerge application. And we also had a non-treated control of both of those application methods. For the PPI or pre-plant incorporated treatments, we used a L-tine rototiller, incorporated about 2 or 3 inches deep. So we made sure that we had large alleys in between the plots so we can eliminate plot-to-plot contamination during that tillage application. These were replicated 4 times over 2 years. Usually, there was different rainfall patterns from 2017 and 18, so we decided to report the data based on each year. And then in 17, within a day of planting, we received a third of an inch of rainfall to activate those residual herbicides. Over the next 2 weeks, we received a little over 2 inches of rain, but there was one rain event during cotton emergence, around 1.5 inches, where you received about 1.5 inches of rain during cotton emergence. So this is cotton injury from metribuzin in Moultrie. This was actually at the Sunbelt Ag Expo site. Cotton injury is rated from 0 to 100, which is on the y-axis, and then the rates, various rates of metribuzin is on the x-axis. These data sides are going to be set up as the red column represents the pre-plant incorporated, and then the yellow column is the pre-emerge. But at 24 days after treatment, all the rates except for the lowest rate that was applied gave us unacceptable cotton injury. But when we also evaluated visual cotton injury based off application method, and there was no significant differences between pre-plant incorporated and pre-emerge except for the 0.062 pound rate, where the pre-plant incorporated gave us significantly more injury compared to the pre-emerge. Here's an example of metribuzin pre-emerge at this site. The untreated checks on the right-hand side and going all the way over to the half-pound rate on the left-hand side of the screen. Here's an example of some of the injury. This is 0.12 pounds of active ingredient applied pre. So at 24 days after treatment, we evaluated cotton stand. This is percent of non-treated. The lowest labeled rate of 0.03 pounds of active, and also the pre-emerge. Well, the lowest labeled rate was not significantly different compared to the non-treated check. When we looked at application method, the only rate that gave a significant difference in cotton stand was the 0.062 pound rate at 24 days after treatment. Cotton heights were rated based off, we measured 20 plants per plot. If there was less than 20 plants per plot, it was considered a zero, which occurred at the highest rate of a half a pound of active ingredient. The lowest rate that we applied, and also the rate of 0.06 pounds applied pre, there was no significant differences in cotton heights compared to the non-treated at 36 days after treatment. Seed cotton yields in Moultrie, the non-treated yielded, about 3,200 pounds. And again, we've seen the same trend with seed cotton yields, as the lowest rate applied and also the pre-emerge 0.06 pound treatment was not significantly different compared to the non-treated. Also, when we rated based off application method, the 0.062 and the 0.12 5 pound application rates, there was significant differences as the pre-emerge yielded higher compared to the pre-plant incorporated. Second year in 2018, a little different rainfall pattern compared to 2017. There was a third of an inch of rain within a day of planting to activate the metribuzin. But this time we received a little over 3 1/3 inches of rain over the next 2 weeks, but this time it was over 8 rain events, ranging from 0.2 to 2/10 to all the way up to almost 9/10 per rain event. So this is visual cotton injury again. Anything above the lowest rate applied, which was the 0.03 pound rate, gave us unacceptable. As a county agent, I would say that would be unacceptable cotton injury, and this was at 30 days after treatment. Something different at the quarter pound and also the 1.25 pound rate, the pre-emerge gave us significantly more injury compared to the PPI treatments when we rated different application methods. This was a week after treatment, some of the injury that we were seeing. And this was the pre-emerge, and this was interesting. We were seeing, a pretty good stand 7 days after treatment. But when we came back at 30 days, we were starting to see some of the stands go down. There was significant differences. At the two lowest rates applied, the stand was not significantly different compared to the untreated. But at the highest rate, we were starting to see some significant stand loss. At the quarter pound active ingredient, there was significant difference between application method. Cotton heights, no significant differences between application method, but the two lowest rates applied at 50 days after application treatment, there was no significant differences in cotton heights compared to the untreated checks. And then we were going to pick it until Michael came and kind of thumped us, and everybody knows how that was. So we won't be reporting any cotton yields, for 2018. Experiment two, The treatments included three rates of metribuzin, ranging from 0 to 1 pound of active ingredient per acre. And then we came in 150 days after application with either a no-till or a strip-till rig. And this is an example of the strip-till rig that we used. This is 1 year data, and we replicated it 4 times. Visual injury, maximum 4% visual injury with the no-till, and that was at the 1 pound of active ingredient rate per acre. And then we didn't really see any visual injury noted, you know, with any of the other rates or the treatments. So we evaluated cotton stand, cotton heights in centimeters, and seed yield. And we evaluated all three of those parameters there. The strip till, we had significant increase in cotton stand, cotton height, and also seed yield in the strip till unit. In the strip-till production system. So in summary, cotton is very sensitive to metribuzin. If rates are greater than 0.03 pounds of active ingredient at planting, injury can be significant. And more data is needed, but initial data suggests that metribuzin degrades rapidly in our environment, and 150 days may be more than enough to protect growers from even a 4X rate. So any questions? Yeah, so the pH was around 6.2, somewhere in there.
That's your normal?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. We're usually, you know, 6 to upper 5s.
Okay.
So.
What about your organic matter? Or
Very little organic matter.
Okay. And same thing with a little clay?
Yeah, it's a sandy. Okay. It's a sandy soil at Expo site.
Questions for Jerry? I think I'll speak.
Thank you.